This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You want a guy, and they very rarely waiver one way or another. So, of course, I don't know that market value that they put on him right now, but you can pretty much guess what, in what range it's going to be. Me, I would probably go 2 years, and I don't think it would be that big of a deal for Justin because a two-year deal is almost like a one-year deal. And in reality, a three-year deal is almost like a one-year deal because according to Justin, because if Justin comes and signs a three-year deal, the Steelers can renegotiate and sign him long-term if he has a great year 2 years out, right? Now, do you want to be attached to Justin Fields if he stinks for three more years?
No.
That's the tough one. So I would say that he would want, you know, a two for 22 with something, 2 for 22, 23, maybe two-thirds of that, not even two-thirds, probably half of that guaranteed, I think would get the job done.
If it's not one of those two guys and they do have to make these contingency plans, who do you honestly think is the most likely from that group to come here? I'll start running names by you. Darnold.
Here's what he does. When he says a name, I want to do a Starkey variant.
Oh, here we go.
When he says Starkey voice, though.
When he says a name, Marky, I want you to tell me if he's not going to be here, just a quick what's the reason. For example, Darnold wants too much money. Ready to play, Marky? It's called Think Fast.
Darnold.
Can't you say no?
Yes.
Well, I'd like for you to elaborate on it.
But a nice small reason. That's why it's called Think Fast.
Not enough sample size to invest that type of money into him.
Aaron Rodgers.
Last chance, maybe a last ditch effort if there's nobody else available.
Do you buy what Charles Robinson of Yahoo said about that?
I did not read.
He said Tomlin loves Rodgers and Rodgers loves Tomlin.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, I could love a lot of people. It doesn't mean I want them to work for me.
So it's like.
So what, Tomlin admired him from afar and vice versa? Hey, it's great when we're playing against each other. I love matching wits with you. Don't ever want you to be my quarterback if I need one, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's a top 3 to 4 to 5 guys on their list, but you can't cross him out.
Daniel Jones.
No, another one. He's maybe a little bit below Rodgers, so no.
Gardner Minshew.
I like Gardner Minshew a couple years ago, but I kind of soured on him after what he did in Vegas last year.
Sucked.
So I don't know.
There's nobody left is what you're saying.
I guess what you're...
Taylor Heineke.
And this is more in line with what Fittipaldo said. If Fields leaves him high and dry, they're just going to bring Russ back.
I think that's always been the plan.
Ugh.
I am one of the few that doesn't think that he had a terrible last month of the season. It was a great no, but I don't think it was terrible. You don't want to move forward with him long term, but I think if you put the right pieces around him, he could be better than
Anthony Munoz playing left tackle. Alan Faneca and Steve Hutchinson as his guards with Dermoni Dawson.
I'm just saying not having Calvin Austin and Mike Williams and Van Jefferson with a...
I thought Calvin Austin was fine.
Mark, you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to agree with you, actually. But here's the issue. I'm not going to pay a guy $25 million a year if you say something like, well, you do that and he's not terrible.
Yeah, 25 is just a crazy amount of money. I don't think that that's something that anybody would offer him. Why would you offer him that when he's not going to get that anywhere else?
Russ is the kind of person who views himself in a certain way such that even though we all say that's way too much money for him, he's got a number in his mind and he's not going to budge off of it because of his own internal valuation of himself?
I don't think so, because I don't know what the options are. I think you'd much rather
So you don't think he's not so proud of his own abilities that he would just walk away if it was let's say if it was $15 million a year? You don't think he would just spit at that and say, I've made enough money, I'm not going
to
do it?
No, I think he can twist that to a fact of saying, I want to win. Money does not matter to
me.
So I took less and
let the team take the rest of the money.
Ben did that when they forced him to.
Yes, he did. It was actually my idea.
Yeah, he did that.
I said, please pay me less money.
the only thing you said, pride, Chris, the only other way to decipher that you can infer from that is, and I've heard veteran guys say this, I'm not going to get off the couch and put my body on the line when I'm in my 30s for
less than
that amount of money.
Value,
right.
Yeah. And that's
I understand that. I respect that, actually.
Yeah. I know Tomlin said that to people before, or maybe in private, I'm not sure, that you can. If you have that veteran guy that's had that big bankroll, he's still good enough to play, but
you got to make
you're
it
only
worth
getting
his while.
You're making a little bit more than the minimum. Saying, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that doesn't apply to quarterbacks.
Jim just texted in and said, "Why haven't you guys brought up Kyle Allen here? It's been quiet on the Kyle Allen front."
I think the Kyle Allen front's default setting is quiet. JG tweeted in, or YouTube comment of the day so far, JG said, yeah, you guys said the Steelers don't like to work on weekends. That was pretty obvious, especially on Sundays.
Weekends?
Fake John and Robinson tweets in, that explains their track record on wild card weekend.
Didn't they not sign Russell on the weekend and trade Kenny on the weekend last year?
No, that was during the week.
You sure?
100%.
Justin was on a Saturday.
Because we were calling into Harry Callis's show. Because he was told, I'm not kidding.
Any relation to Sally Fields?
He was on the air, and they asked him to break into whatever was actually going on to talk about it. And yes, he was probably going I love Mrs. Fields, wonderful cookies. And then we were all I was calling in to give him a 10-minute segment evaluating the trade.
Speaking of, I brought up Charles Robinson, but Aditi said the same thing. How about this idea that's now out there that it's not a money issue with Fields? It's about the fact that he's worried he's going to sign back here and Tomlin's going to pull a fast one on him because he's leery over what happened to him last year getting benched after six games.
If he's leery, he did a good job of hiding that last year when he did get benched.
True, but once the agents get involved, Mark, guys' opinions on that can change.
Well, he needs some assurances. I was sure he wants some insurances, but does he warrant an insurance? What has he done to say... What has Justin Fields done?
Okay.
Yeah, what does he...
That's pretty much what Chris and I said about this yesterday.
What have you done to say, hey, I don't want any competition. I want to be the guy out in front, and I'm going to start 17 games. What have you done?
He hasn't earned the right to be the top dog like that.
Top dog.
Cheap one. Yeah, I
but he might feel like he can't really trust Tomlin, even what he says to him about the situation because of how last year went.
It doesn't make any sense to me because, they benched him at 4-2, and you probably was a little hurt there, right? But then Russ runs off, 6 of 7?
No, I thought it looked good, and then, yes, Justin was injured, so at a time when Russ started to leak oil, if you were of the opinion that they needed to make a switch back, he was hurt, and then by the end of it, I think Tomlin just felt fully pot committed.
He threw two passes in 2 months, so are you going to go to Justin Fields at potentially, the biggest part of the season in the playoffs? So I don't know how you could be hurt if... After you get benched, that the guy that replaced you did extremely well until he didn't, and you were hurt and couldn't get in there anyway.
Fair enough, but what if his agent says, look at their track record here. Look what he did with Pickett. Look what he did with Trubisky. Look what he did with Mason Rudolph.
you're playing for the rest of your career. Is this really where you want to do it?
I guess fair enough. I mean,
that's why I think he's got to look to see what else is out there. But you've said the entire time, by that point, the Steelers might say, all right, see you later. We're done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he already knows what is out there and how much basically the people are offering him and who's interested.
Are you suggesting that illegal tampering goes on and these guys have an awareness of their market?
Absolutely not. Mm. But, you know, who knows what happens on Tuesday morning when it's coming down to the nitty gritty and somebody jumps in and says, hey, we'll add this to you. We'll add this year's to you. We'll add this guarantees to you. So why not wait at that point? Unless the Steelers put the ultimatum on them and say, I need to know by Monday, but then...
Do you think they'll do that?
I don't think they would. Well, it's going to have to be at some point. I mean, you can't go into Wednesday and you can't go into Wednesday. You can't without something signed.
But one of the reasons why they can afford maybe to not give Fields a deadline is because they know that Russ is going to be waiting there the whole time.
Like twiddling
his thumbs.
If
they were nervous that if they waited too long they'd lose Russ, well then they might have to force a hard clock on him. But who's going to sign Russ? No one, Mark.
Yeah. So if nobody's going to sign him, how is his market value $25 million a year?
That's what we were.
We've been running that one through the old filter. I think we settle back on usually just Russ is who Russ is, and that's what he
would want. If you had to predict a team that's not the Steelers that ends up signing Fields, who would you go with?
Probably the Jets. A lot of talent.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A lot of offensive talent, a lot of playmakers, good running back. Garrett Wilson, such. I mean, if you want to surround yourself, a whole new regime. So I would think that would be the leader in the clubhouse right now. If you're going to Vegas, you're asking the career to be over. I mean, I couldn't tell you one.
And Pete Carroll.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you one offensive weapon they have right now, the Raiders.
They just had Bowers set the record for
Bowers. Okay,
that's a pretty one. Big one. Well, I can't think of one weapon the Niners have other than Jerry Rice.
Other than Randy Moss, who else?
I was more thinking receivers, running backs. But if you're going on there with the hope and prayer of the tight end, I mean, I don't know who's their receivers, who's their running backs.
Yes, I agree with that. Running back and wide receiver.
You want to play for Chip Kelly?
Do you want to play for Arthur Smith? Well, Arthur Smith actually has a better NFL track record.
I just don't think the Raiders would be a prudent spot for him to go to. I think the Jets would be a guy. It might be an outside one, too. Who knows?
Text is on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan. Text on a person in your law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we'll ask Mark about the most likely Steelers signings. Will they sign a corner? Will they sign a running back? Will they sign a wide receiver? Who are they? All those things coming up. First, to Sean Myers' headline. 4:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. You think Archie's has fish sandwiches on Fridays? I'm guessing yes. Mark, you into that stuff? Mark Cabali?
Yes.
Pat McAfee, Steelers insider in studio with us.
Big church fish sandwich guy.
I came late to that. Like, I didn't really like the smell or the taste of fried fish as a kid. And then two things interesting. I just didn't. I don't know why. Now I'm a big fan. But in the interim, before that clicked over, once I discovered sushi, those fish Fridays.
Are you trolling me?
No, I love sushi.
I think nobody likes sushi. It's just a cool thing to say you like.
Are you out of your
Who
mind?
Who in the world likes sushi?
Me, I love it.
You know how I like sushi? When you cook it.
Yeah, sushi's delicious.
Disgusting. You might as well go to, Get-Go and get their sushi.
All right, I'm going to go sushi.
Have you tried it?
I did. The sashimi place. I walked out hungry.
Yeah, sashimi and sushi are two different things.
Well, it's just I'm not eating seaweed and raw fish.
Well, now you're just moving the goalposts
you
everywhere.
You definitely are.
You cook it up for me.
I also like sashimi, for the record. Delicious.
Well, you like gumbo, too, so.
Yes, nobody in the world likes gumbo either.
Not yours.
I can promise you I like sushi and just don't eat it because I want to fit in with
that and wine. That's two things. People pretend like they like wine more than they really do.
Another one I completely disagree with you on, but that's okay.
I've had great glasses of wine that were like one of the best, food or drink experiences of my life.
Nah. You're just trying to be cool.
What is...
You're just trying to be cool.
He's trying to just blow up this entire conversation. This disagreeable troll over here to my right.
Disagreeable. Trust me. You just want to be one of the cool kids. I eat sushi and drink wine.
The Washington Commanders released Jonathan Allen. Mike Tomlin used to rave about that Commanders front with Chase Young and Allen and all those first-round picks up front. Allen was also coached by the Steelers' defensive line coach when he was at Alabama and was a huge, big-time player there. Mark, are you predicting that the Steelers sign Allen when free agency starts this week?
If there's one guy that they need to go after hard, it would be him. 30 years old. Now he has his choice to sign wherever he wants. That's the guy I think it could be a difference maker on the – sort of a bridge type of guy, I think. He's not the young guy. You got Benton as the young guy. You'd have Hayward as the older guy. And Allen is the 30-year-old. Great guy, great locker room guy, still a good player. It was just a cap casualty there. I think they should be on the phone hard with him right now. You can almost, it'll cost you a little bit more, get rid of Ogunjobi and replace him with Jonathan Allen. Who in the
why
world
hasn't Ogunjobi been cut?
Yeah, why haven't they made any of these moves people assume they were making?
Well, they very well could be, but they haven't announced them yet. I don't know. Or they're just waiting until they have to make them too.
Why is everything with them just so unbelievably cloak and dagger?
Yep.
Thank you.
Cloak and dagger?
No, that's a phrase nobody uses unless want to seem cool. I know.
No, I think, wasn't that like a... I think that was like an Intellivision game back in the day.
You think that Allen's more likely than Hargrave to be that guy you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I think Allen's a lot better.
Hargrave definitely did. I was looking him up on like the PFF grids or whatever. He was, oddly enough, very bad against the run. They did not like him last year.
He was hurt last year.
I know, but even like the
Allen was hurt last year too.
The little bit of time he played, I guess he was not really himself.
Yeah, I think the 49ers would probably be interested in his as well, but you got to throw the wild card of Dunbar out there. I mean, I talked
that
to Jonathan.
Dunbar wild card.
Anytime you can pull that ace out of your sleeve and it's got Dunbar on it. It says Dunbar in all block letters.
I talked to Jonathan Allen maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing a story on Dunbar, and he was raving about him, how much he helped him in college. And
do you play the Austin card on Slay?
No, I'm looking a little bit higher on that one. I'm thinking, if you're going to go out there, I don't want Darius Slay. I want, you know, Byron Murphy. I want DJ Reed type of stuff. I'm not settling for Darius
Fittipaldo
Slay.
Thinks that's where the money gets spent with us. He thinks they could go $20 million corner.
I think that's where the big one's going to come from.
Why is that?
First, they need it. Second of all, it's such a hard to get a cornerback in the draft. Where they normally draft at, those are normally guys that go top 5 or 10. You got to get lucky if you're going to get a Joey Porter, if he turns out to what we think he might be in 32nd overall. So you draft and develop other guys, you go poach a cornerback. And I think that's either one of them. Murphy's going to be pretty expensive. I mean,
I just don't trust them to draft and develop young corners.
I think all those guys are going to be expensive.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think
Reed's going to be as expensive as Murphy.
I think they were
interested in Murphy in the draft.
They were.
Were they?
Yep.
So, he went a little early, didn't he?
Wasn't he a workout freak at the combine?
He went to Arizona. Usually portends picking up a guy when they have that great draft.
Oh, good. Yeah, you
plus homework on him.
You'd go and look at the top 30 visitors from 4 years ago or 5 years ago and see who they bring in, and it could give you a little inkling of what they're thinking of who they might be interested in.
How many other teams do you think do that, where a lot of their free agent shopping list is based on who did we like 4 years ago, almost production or whatever be damned?
It's hard for me to say. I mean,
that just feels like another hokey Steelers thing that could often blow
up.
There's
not a lot of staffs and organizations and coaches that have been around 18 years that have that Rolodex of saying, I can go back to 5, 6, 7 years ago when
Yeah, because most of the time when they don't win a playoff game for the better part of a decade, they all get blown out of there.
Mark, the Steelers talk to every team about a wide receiver and then never end up getting him. Christian Kirk goes to Houston yesterday for a song. They call the Seahawks about Metcalf, but apparently. And he said, I want to go to a warm team with a good quarterback. So,
L.A.
We're out there, I guess, if the Seahawks acquiesce to his wishes. So, what are they doing, that receiver? Are they waiting until the draft?
No.
Are they getting something done?
They definitely would get something done here in free agency. There's a bunch of veteran-type guys. There's not going to be anybody there that's going to be a wow, at least who's available right now. I mean, you can look at guys like...
Give me a name you're
But
hearing.
Once again, even if you do look at these guys, even these veteran 30-year-olds who are free agents are still 15, 16 a year.
Well, that's the going rate for if you think it's a quality number two.
Yeah. I mean, the Amari Coopers of the world.
My God, did he fall off a cliff?
Well, apparently...
You're bumming me out here every time you say that, Pony.
First of all, he's supposed to be an absolute wonderful human being, so that's a plus in this locker room.
His nickname is the Route Runner. Kind of a boring nickname.
And number two is apparently Buffalo was not interested in highlighting one wide receiver. Plus, I think he had a wrist injury last year. So, maybe not. I mean, Steelers tend to stay away now spending money on people who are hurt or who they thought
were. I think that's why they changed their mind on Kirk.
Well,
because he's coming off that shoulder injury.
I think it was too. And I think that's why Ayuk has no shot. And I think Maybe Slayton might be a guy. That's a guy that's going
to
be what?
Oh, my God. Mulsey just went 45? From 12 to midnight with that one. Or 6
to midnight, huh?
6 to midnight.
What are we looking at? 45, 50? 3 for 50, maybe?
No way. Really?
Choir.
What was that? No, oh, yeah.
What? You don't think?
That I don't
like
know.
A bird.
You don't
do
think
not.
15, 16 for Slayton?
No, I don't.
I know they definitely inquired about him last that just trade
seems,
deadline.
That seems a little rich, even for my stated preference.
They inquired
him.
About him, and the Giants
didn't want to trade him.
They didn't want to. They didn't want to pull the trigger, and which makes no sense.
The issue here, here's what I have to do. I have to recalibrate how I react to these numbers because with the cap going up, these guys are going to end up being more expensive.
Yeah.
It's football inflation.
So if you think Slayton at best was like a $12 or $13 million player, he's actually like 16
right,
or 17.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
Photo guy tweets in, Cabali strikes me as a Salisbury steak mashed potato on a TV tray guy. Not exactly the palate you'd expect to be a food and wine critic.
Is that accurate?
I really haven't eaten a TV dinner in a while, if that's what you're alluding
to. I think he was
to.
Just suggesting that you would make that for yourself or that would be made and then you'd eat it on a tray. I know what kind of house you built, though. The kitchen usually just looks right into the living room. You don't have to have a TV tray. You can see it from there.
TV tray. Yeah, I'm not allowed to go into the living area with food. I get yelled at.
How about what happened at linebacker here? We got finger wagged by Lolly on this. He said that with Holcomb coming back, that doesn't shut the door on Roberts. The more I thought about that, Chris, when he subtweeted us and passive-aggressively name-called us.
Yes.
What did he say? I need to hear
it. Just basically, we were like, you can't bring back Roberts now if you're redoing Holcomb's deal. Well, why wouldn't they want to bring back Roberts? He goes, yes, you can.
Here's what he knows that we don't. Nothing in the announcement of him coming back said what the Holcomb contract looks like now. So maybe Dale, working for the Steelers, knows that he's pretty much making veteran minimum.
That they really knocked him down a peg,
right?
And that they have plenty of room to keep Roberts.
Well, they did keep him around last year, knowing darn well that he wasn't going to play.
They love him that much, like Mr. Leader. I mean, Roberts was a really good leader and communicator too, and he was a hammer for them.
Why are you making that face over there?
Yeah, what are you?
Because you're thinking.
I was taught if you don't have nothing nice to say about somebody, don't say anything.
Holcomb gets after. Doesn't he get on media guys all the time? Isn't that one of his pastimes?
He's not a favorite of
yours.
Not mine. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other, but he does not enjoy
us. Ingratiate himself to you guys, huh?
Nah. He doesn't. But, he was good for 6-8 games.
Yeah, but he's coming off a huge injury.
Yeah, unlike that injury on the Sean Spence scale? Is it as bad as Spence's?
So. He worked out religiously on the field the last month and a half to 2 months.
All right, great, but like if you had a significant and serious knee injury, that might not matter how hard you work.
I mean, people
out.
Yeah, still Sean bring Spence's. Up Devin Bush's injury as something that changed
like
his career here.
For
Sean Spence, I don't think could move his leg. Didn't he have a drop foot or something?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Like,
I don't think he has that.
If Devin Bush, your garden variety, straight up ACL tear is at one end, and Sean Spence essentially destroying his leg is at the other end, like where on that continuum does Cole Holcomb's injury fall?
I can only base it off of what I see him working out and practice on the field by himself and with the trainers, and he didn't look like he was laboring.
So okay.
I wouldn't say it was terrible.
All right, we have danced around the issue, though. Do you think that Roberts will be back?
I think they should bring him back.
Do you think they will? We all agree. Do you think they will?
Yeah, because I don't think that he's going to cost that much, first of all. And I think that Mike Tomlin likes to have that wild card of being the thumper,
The Vince Williams.
Where you need to throw him in there against Derrick Henry at times, at the goal line at times. It's not going to cost you a lot. Great, great veteran presence in that locker room. He's old school. So it's not going to cost you much. Maybe you cut him at the end of camp, but I would bring him back. I know he said he wanted to come back.
He's the ultimate volunteer.
Oh, he's the ultimate. First of all, what he is the ultimate manly man football player. I remember him telling me one time about his kid wasn't tackling well. He has a kid playing football, so he went out and showed him how to tackle, and he was getting mad at him, yelling at him. And this is how you do it. You got to drive him into it. I'm like, wow, that's cool. How old is he? He said 3. I like this guy.
let's react to this story coming back too. A Steelers coach making a decision that changed the course of football history in the last month. That breaking news story is out there. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Sean Myers has a headline, Kyle Dubas in a half hour, but first, the latest in sports with Sean. Mark Cabali in studio with us. Pat McAfee's Steelers insider. Legal tampering starts on Monday. We'll get all kinds of deals announced. And there are some who believe that if the Steelers don't get something done with Justin Fields before Monday, that means he's gone. And it'll be Russell Wilson or someone else at quarterback. ESPN.com story. Arthur Smith was North Carolina's plan A at head coach. When they moved off of Mack Brown, they thought they were getting Arthur Smith. If Arthur Smith takes that job, Bill Belichick is bleep out of luck. They preferred Smith to Belichick. That might be the first time in human history.
And only time that'll ever be said.
I actually talked to Arthur about this right after it, and his exact words were, there ain't no way in H-E-double-L that I am coming back to college and coaching.
You spelled out hell. Why didn't you just go H-E double hockey sticks?
How about if it was a righty, lefty hockey stick? Then it wouldn't have spelled that. But he said they had zero interest in going back to college. Zero interest. So I don't even know if that was a courtesy call and him saying, yes, thanks, but no thanks. Hang up. But I talked to him one-on-one, and he said no interest whatsoever.
Remember how mad Tomlin got when Doug Whaley came on here and said that he should really think about going to college? And then he got asked about it at a press conference.
Benzie, it was the COVID year, and we were all sitting there, last one. We're like, somebody has to look. And all me, Benzie, and somebody else were about ready to say it, and Benzie jumped the gun. And that's when he did the old.
There ain't a blank check from a booster big enough.
Well, why isn't Andy Reid get Heskey's question?
Although he had.
Starkey had
about BYU.
Starkey pointed out that he had gotten asked about BYU. Same with Sean Payton, I think, at one point.
That was classic.
0.0 like Blutarski in Animal House on Najee Harris?
I don't think it's much more than that, because we talk about inflation.
That's reassuring, just for the record.
We talk about inflation. All of a sudden, he's probably with the Barkley and the cap going up.
Now, Pony, you disagreed with that notion that the Barkley deal would raise his price.
I didn't disagree with that.
I mean, look, if you're looking for a running back in now, who can get you, you know, the 1,000 yards or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there in free agency. You better hope you choose one of those 15 ones in the draft and they work out immediately, which is
I beg to differ with that. I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins than Najee Harris, even though he's got an injury history. But I don't think the Steelers would do that.
J.K. has – plus he had a – hey, I think he had a 70-yard run last year, J.K., 27? Was he about 2 for 10? Maybe 2 for 8?
He's surprisingly 9? the analytics crowd. Says
so you would do that is what you're telling
yes,
me?
Yes, I would.
The
I
analytics
would.
Crowd, by the way, will tell you Dobbins, similarly low success rate, like most of his, like a good chunk of his runs weren't very successful. Way more explosive player, to your point there. I think that does make a pretty big difference. If you're not always having great success play to play, if you're ripping off a 70-yard run, a 50-yard run, or whatever, a 30-yard run with seeming regularity, though, I think that matters.
Would you be interested in a flyer on a guy like Cam Akers?
No.
He would
no,
be very really. Cheap.
Not really.
No, I heard Gainwell's name get brought up.
Hey, man, you talk about a guy. What's he? He's a 4-5 guy?
He'd be a complimentary third down back.
I think he's very redundant Warren? With Jalen
Well, Warren. What if Jalen Warren's your first and second down back, Mark? Someone's got to play on third down.
Yeah.
Like you said yesterday, Pony, they need one of those great third down backs like Mandy Moore.
No, I flipped it. I said Mwelde Moore
I'm sorry. Mwelde Moore was the famous singer in Jessica Simpson's era. Yes, that's right. And Mandy was catching passes.
How about Mulsey remembers the first time he bought a Playboy and exactly who was on the cover?
I've only bought two Playboys.
It's the only one I've ever actually gone to a newsstand and bought, Pony.
Can I guess which one?
Yeah, sure.
Probably the Sable one.
No. No. I would have been like 12. I don't think they would have made it. I don't think I would have made it
the
past
first
the
first Sable one and the first China one. That's the only two I have.
I would not have been buying a the China Playboy.
Oh, you know.
No, it was Brooke Burke. You remember Wild on E?
Yes, I do remember.
It was the
that.
Brooke Burke issue.
Sean, were you the guy here that said when China came and performed at one of the gentlemen's clubs
the
here?
The answer is absolutely not. I
okay,
not
well, then somebody
this.
Here said they went to watch her dance.
I love how quickly and how emphatically he matumbo'd
and they
you,
were
right?
just, if you would have told me, like, sunny vintage 1995,
oh, that's
story,
a given.
But
I
not
mean,
China.
Yes.
But China was dancing at a gentleman's club here, and somebody here at work was sitting next to the stage and just asking her wrestling questions the entire time.
What was it like to try to powerbomb Chris Jericho?
Somebody here?
Yeah.
I feel like it might
you
have
know,
been Andy.
You,
I feel like it could have been Andy, our web guy.
No, I don't think it was Andy, but I could see Andy doing something like that. I'm trying to put my finger on who it was. Was it Craig?
No, no way.
I think it was. Text him.
So you want me to send
did
to
you
our
go
boss?
Watch,
imagine
did you
go
in
the
watch
car.
Did you go watch China at
strip.
A strip club and ask her?
Did you watch China take her clothes off and the whole time you guys were asking her wrestling
imagine
questions?
Imagine if he's with the family in the car right now just driving listening
I
to
hope
the
he
show.
I actually hope he does the like play message in like CarPlay says, did you go watch China strip?
Mark, give me three Steelers free agent predictions.
Wow. You mean outside free agents? Not their own?
No, if they're bringing a guy back, you can count that.
I don't want to do the Justin Fields one, so.
All right. Then we'll make it other than quarterback.
Who are they going to bring back? They got some really, really nondescript free agents of their own, right?
I mean, Dante Jackson.
Andy, our web guy, has broken in to say, not me in all caps. No one wants to go anywhere near this one. They're
Man,
all
Dante,
throwing the grenade
Dante
away.
Jackson's turned into persona non grata, huh? Nobody even links him to coming back here, and he was their best corner at times last season.
I don't think you have to go out and get and approach him right away. I think you got to let him fill out his...
Let him linger like a stale fart in free agency and then bring him back?
Not very inspiring when like that's what we're saying about some of these guys. You know, hey, let him go out there and find out that he's not wanted, and then we can bring him back
usually,
in the warm embrace.
The juju
of,
approach.
Usually yeah. when they let him go out and find out, they don't come back.
Okay,
because
so
I mean that's a polite way of saying we don't want you.
All right, so the three moves.
Ooh, I'm going to go wide receiver.
Who?
We're not asking you to.
I understand this,
and
but
we don't. No one cares if you end up being wrong. Like we don't get held to predictions. My God, Ayuk to the Steelers was at the goal line for about a week last year.
That was not a prediction, by the way.
No, I know. You know that I have.
There's
backed
a lot of predictions of mine you could have pulled out of the woodwork there to rip me on. Like
you
actual
know,
predictions
I have backed
I was making.
You very loudly and publicly on that. I have been Kevlar for you on that one.
All right,
I'm going to say
Slayton. I'm going to say DJ Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to say somebody like Dobbins, but it's not going to be right away with him.
All right.
I think that's more week two-ish. I mean, second week of free agency. I think they're. I mean, they got 60. What 60?
Yeah, but everybody else still has like all. Everyone's
but,
room went up.
But they can add.
What are they
going to
do with
months.
Watt?
Oh, they'll sign him.
Market setting.
Yeah,
36.
What? It doesn't matter because whatever the market set, it'll only be set for a week.
I understand that, but to Watt, it might matter just for a small portion.
Well,
of time.
Whoever signs last is going to be the highest paid. So,
do you think he'll want to wait?
It'll
then?
Be Garrett. No, I don't think so. I think it'll be. Whatever Crosby's numbers is going to be a tad more than that.
More importantly, I've got an answer to the question.
Uh-oh.
Craig was, in fact, the man involved. However, he was there with his buddy, who I'm just going to name because I've met him. I mean, I'm friendly with him. His buddy Lauren was there with him. Lauren is like the huge wrestling.
I thought Lauren was a chick for a second.
No, he's like the only, L-O-R-A-N. He's the only like male Lauren I can ever think of.
How about Lauren Michaels from SNL?
That's Lorne, though. I think that's different.
Okay.
Isn't Lauren like a Dr. Seuss character?
Lorax, you're thinking of.
Oh, close.
All right, so his buddy Lauren is like a massive, like way bigger than Kabali pro wrestling fan. Just like a true lifer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he was the one who asked her questions the entire time. He asked so many that when he'd start asking another one, she'd tug on her stocking for him to give her more money. He essentially paid for a wrestling Q&A at a strip club. Craig did not disappoint. Great memory by you, Pony, putting that one on him.
But Craig deflecting that he was part of that, too.
Oh no, I know the guy who he's talking about here. It's very easy for me to believe Craig was trying to go to a strip club, minding his own business and having a good time, and I can absolutely imagine his buddy going, "So what did you think of the booking at Royal Rumble 1999?
This all came from your first ever Playboy to Craigers going to a strip club to see China.
That's what this show, that's the beauty of this show, Mark.
I'll tell you, when you would find like a Playboy at somebody's house or something, or a penthouse, it really was cause for celebration. You know, you
well,
go over a friend's house or something, you open up like a cupboard and like a Hustler falls out.
Oh man, Hustler, what's that dad got going on there? That guy's...
They still make Hustler?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You go into the...
Hard copy is basically dead.
Well, that's what I mean. So like say, I don't want to say an offensive age, say you're like 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy. Like, the kids of today, the teenagers...
So easy.
He's right.
Damn, so
but
easy.
I'm saying, like, they won't... Pony, they won't know the analog thrill of you're at, like, Joe Blow's house and, like, hey, by the way, I think I found my dad's stash. It was in an old Reebok shoebox
or whatever. Ricky Bach, Ricky Bach at Cinemax.
I'm so old that...
Somebody, hey, we got the black box cable thing. We got the Spice Channel.
Well, I'm so old, my buddy, maybe when I was 10, 11, 12... His dad had the old Stag reel-to-reel that we'd find.
What?
Projector.
Oh, and there was porno on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about a real auteur right there, man. That guy was.
All right, Mark. We appreciate your predictions. We'll see how many of them come true. We'll be listening to you Monday with the morning guys. Coming up next, NHL trade deadline is done. What grade would you give the Penguins? Here, Kyle Dubas with us shortly. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team on the Fan.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.